paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Welcome back to the show, folks. It's time for a few of my favorite things. It's Frank's faves. Thanks for tuning in to the Frank Fontana Show. And like I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, this would be the time if you're a budding inventor who thinks they have the next hottest gadget for the kitchen that could really solve so many problems. Give us a call right now, 312-981-7200, because my next guest, Mr. Evan Dash, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Evan is the CEO of Storebound, a great company. And you're based in Illinois, is it?
No, we're based in New York City.
New York City, okay. I'm a little confused with that. So tell me about your company, because there's a really interesting angle to that. I was reading the side of the box, because we tested one of the Greek yogurt maker, and I love your motto. It's like, unprocess your food with Dash. Tell me about your company and your mission.
So Storebound is a fairly new product development company. We have a lot of industry veterans working with us, though, who have worked at a lot of big kind of household name companies. We work with a lot of smaller companies, some larger companies, and we work with a lot of people who have either developed concepts or patents or prototypes and want to try to bring their products to market. And where we come in is we have an expertise in product development, marketing, sales, and kind of managing that retail supply chain.
So all of your products that you have on your website, are some of those founded in-house and some of them from inventors?
That's correct. We're about half in-house through our design team and half of them working through IP that was developed by inventors.
That's fantastic. So how does that – tell me about the investor. Say I'm a guy who's got and I do have a couple great ideas. So say I have a great idea and I approach you guys at Storebound. How does the whole process work?
Well, we find that so many people have great ideas and really not a lot of either time or wherewithal to bring those ideas to fruition. So we have we work very closely with the inventor directly. We'll take some basic information, and then we'll make a quick decision on whether or not the product or the idea or the concept fits our model. If it does fit our model, we basically take over the process and we work out some type of financial arrangement that meets the goals of the inventor, and then they can get back to doing what their life calling is in whatever other career they've typically taken on. And then we'll take on the product development, the distribution, the marketing, the sales, the financing.
So you guys have that side of it covered. You have the distribution. So, like, give an example of what kind of stores would these products show up in? Because obviously, you know, Joe Schmo in Idaho, who has a great idea, you take it on, will never have the power or connections to get it into a Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
Correct. So our products are in Bath & Beyond, Macy's, Target, Crate & Barrel. We're on Home Shopping Network, we're on QVC,
wow.
And we do a variety of products from primarily household products that range from our Healthy Cooking line under the Dash brand to the Maytag brand for laundry products, and we've also launched the first non-electric washing machine under the Laundry Pot brand.
Wow. And typically, what do these deals look like? I mean, are you able to disclose just an example? I mean, you don't have to give me finances, but, you know, are they profitable for the inventor?
Well, since the inventor really doesn't invest much, it should be profitable right away. It's really become the challenge of dealing with the scale of the large retailers and whether or not the product could be profitable for everybody involved. So what we usually do is we work out a basic royalty plan, and as the product sold, the inventor starts collecting a monthly check. So you know, we like to deal in mailbox money with the inventor, where once a month they can go to the mailbox and receive a check.
And give me a success story. Like, have you had somebody who's really, or several of these inventors, like, kind of retire on this, or is it just a little bit of extra pocket money every month?
No, you know, we're the jury's still out on that. We're fairly new as a company, so we haven't had these giant successes that have generated millions and millions of dollars for inventors. But we certainly hope that with a number of the products that we're launching, that is you know, certainly possible. And in some cases, it's ex pocket money, and in other cases, it becomes pretty meaningful revenue.
Well, that's fantastic.
Our laundry pod was Yeah, the Laundry Pod was the first product we launched under this model. And the inventor had another job, brought us this concept. We developed it out. We sold it onto five continents so far. And every month we're sending her a royalty check.
Man, this is just a dream come true for a lot of people. So I know we're supposed to be sitting here talking about the Greek yogurt maker, but I'm fascinated about this offering that your company does in general. This is great stuff. So how can one become an inventor for Dash?
They can email us at invent@storebound.com or go on our website, storebound.com, to submit an idea. And they can do that through email or calling us on the phone.
Cool. Now, and also, folks, you can email me here at frank@frankfontana.net. I can always get the information over to Evan and his company. So let's now, for what I really brought you on for, was talking about this Greek yogurt maker. You know, a lot of this is a big trend in the fact that you guys are all about unprocessing your food and have this health conscious twist to your company. Tell me about the Greek yogurt maker.
So we've been fascinated by yogurt making in general, and we always talk about how we're in the heart of New York City, and if we were to go outside on the street and ask 100 people, how do you make yogurt, we might find the occasional person who would know how, but we're really determined to bring home yogurt making to every household in America. Greek yogurt became the number one fastest growing food trend ever recorded in grocery, and Greek yogurt happens to be extremely expensive, especially if you live in our neck of the woods, where you can easily pay $10 or more for a quart of yogurt. And when you look at the ingredients that is on the yogurt that's typically store-bought, you may recognize a few of the ingredients, like milk and then the yogurt culture. Once you get outside of that, there's a tremendous amount of sugar and preservatives. So what we've done is we've built a home yogurt maker that's capable of using just milk, and that could be whole milk, skim milk, soy milk, and a little bit of any store-bought yogurt, and just with those ingredients, making up to 2 quarts of fresh Greek yogurt that will taste better than anything that you could buy in a store.
And I could second that because my wife made some last night, and I'm going to give you a little cheat here. We actually used some coconut milk and a little bit of almond milk and made our kind of paleo version of a yogurt, and it turned out fantastic. So I encourage people to definitely follow the recipe book that comes with it and the ideas you guys have online, as well as experiment. And I'm sure you would second that, right, Evan?
Absolutely. And once you make the base yogurt, you can use that yogurt to make your next batch of yogurt and your next batch of yogurt. And then once you have that great, fresh, plain yogurt, you can flavor it any way you want to, whether it's with berries or nuts or granola or anything else that your heart desires.
And the price point is really fair, right? Was somewhere around $40-something, was it?
Yeah, we typically sell it out on various retail websites at $39 to $49.99. We've actually set up a coupon code for your listeners, set up the coupon code Frank on our website that will get them 50% off if they purchase it this week.
All right, so you hear that, folks? You could go to the website, which is buydash.com, B-Y-D-A-S-H, right? Is that the correct website?
Yep, that's correct.
Buydash.com. Find the product you want, and in the promo code put Frank, right? F-R-A-N-K. And
correct.
You guys will receive a discount, which is fantastic. I didn't even know you can do that. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well.
Great. Yeah, we'd like to get this into as many people's hands as possible. We found that our greatest asset on this product becomes word of mouth because it's so highly rated. And it's the type of product that once people discover how easy it is to make your own healthy, fresh Greek yogurt, they spread the word into droves of people.
I love it, Evan. I love the mission. I love what you guys stand for. I wish you the best with everything. And folks, if you are a budding inventor, Evan is offering you the opportunity of a lifetime to get your product idea potentially into some of the biggest stores out there. So, Evan, thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And thanks for the discount code. Remember, folks, go to buydash.com, and you can put in promo code Frank and get yourself a little discount on any one of these products. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got it. That segment was sponsored by Mega Home Improvement. Go mega or go home.